Welcome to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, your host and the CEO of Academia EDU. In this episode, we're diving into a fascinating paper authored by Michael Fisk from the AMIA Institute in San Francisco. Now, you're going to want to stick around for this one. It's all about pushing the boundaries of what's possible in computation. So let's get right into it. The core question this paper tackles is pretty intriguing. Can we invent a computing model that performs computations deemed impossible by the traditional Turing machine framework? Why is this significant? Well, Turing's model has essentially been the bedrock of computing for decades. Most academic and practical developments in computer science build upon it as the limiting factor of what computers can achieve. However, if we can surpass these limitations, the implications could be revolutionary, especially in fields like cybersecurity and artificial intelligence, where unpredictability and dynamic responses are ever more crucial. So, how does Michael Fisk propose we do this? Enter the active element machine, or AEM for short. This model is a clever hybrid, using quantum random inputs to execute programs akin to how universal Turing machines, UTMs, operate, except in ways that are said to be Turing incomputable. What does that mean? Essentially, this machine is doing something so complex, so random, that no traditional Turing machine can replicate it. It's like having a secret sauce in computation that hackers and adversaries can't reverse engineer because they lack the recipe, the quantum randomness in AEM. The methods used in the AEM involve random active element firing patterns. Think of it like a neural network where different neurons, or in this case, elements, fire or activate at different times based on the inputs they receive, except these inputs are influenced by quantum randomness. This means that even if you knew the program's structure, you couldn't easily predict its computational steps because they are inherently non-deterministic. A key takeaway here is the concept of perfect secrecy within computing processes. In Fisk's paper, the idea is advanced that utilizing a quantum system in the AEM ensures that no information about the states or the computational process is leaked. This could make new types of software inherently more secure against cyber threats that rely on reverse engineering, a topic that's as timely as it is urgent given today's cybersecurity landscape. The findings suggest broader applications of Turing incomputable computations, enabling new avenues in fields like machine learning, where dynamic, context-dependent interpretation of data could be groundbreaking. Now, let's pause and soak that in. It's not every day someone challenges the foundations of modern computing, right? I mean, this paper almost feels like it's straight out of a science fiction novel where AI takes over the world or something, but I digress. To bring things back to the practical world, what does this actually mean for you? Well, it opens up a conversation about the future of software and hardware development. Imagine computers capable of tasks we can hardly conceive right now, with layers we can't currently peel back. What jobs could they automate? What problems could they solve? Yet, always remember, academic research offers insights to explore. It's not the gospel truth. It's a lens to critically view the possibilities and limitations inherent in current and future technology. Michael Fisk is not asserting these are fully formed solutions ready for deployment, but rather providing a pathway for researchers, developers, and enthusiasts to experiment with and expand upon. It's a reminder of the ever-evolving nature of academia. And with that, I think we've covered most of the essential aspects of this exciting paper. Remember, the world of academia is ever-changing, continually challenging the entrenched ideas we've held on to for so long. Thank you for tuning in to In Depth with Academia. I